If gun laws explain Kansas City's violence, what explains Kansas? By Patrick Tuohy. The Kansas City Star recently published a story examining the city's gun violence problem as Kansas City hosts matches during the World Cup. The article raises a legitimate concern. Kansas City, Missouri suffers from far too much violence. Recent shootings have again drawn national attention to a problem local leaders have struggled to address for years. The Star largely frames that problem through the lens of Missouri's gun laws. Missouri allows permitless carry. It broadly preempts local firearm regulations. Legislative efforts to tighten gun restrictions have gone nowhere, even after highly publicized tragedies such as the Chiefs' Super Bowl rally shooting. Reasonable people can conclude that these policies contribute to violence. But if we are serious about understanding why Kansas City experiences so much violence, there is an obvious question that deserves attention. What about Kansas? The state line is not hundreds of miles away. It is literally a road. Kansas has permitless carry. Kansas does not require firearm registration. Kansas does not impose waiting periods. Kansas does not require universal background checks for private firearm sales. Kansas broadly preempts local governments from adopting their own firearm regulations. In other words, Kansas and Missouri have remarkably similar firearm laws, yet the outcomes on violence are very different. The Star notes that Kansas City, Missouri, averages roughly 30 homicides during June and July, compared with 4 in Kansas City, Kansas. That is a remarkable difference. Accounting for population, Kansas City, Missouri, still experiences roughly twice the homicide rate of Kansas City, Kansas. If neighboring jurisdictions with similar firearm laws experience dramatically different homicide rates, serious observers should be interested in what else might explain the difference. They should certainly acknowledge it. The question is not whether gun laws matter. The question is whether they are sufficient to explain the difference in homicide numbers. The Star asks the first question, it largely ignores the second. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.